Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the third quarter. Kind of weird that he was on the field, but he's hitting a guy that's just out there trying to win himself a job and make himself some cash. A letter was sent to Burfict on the reduction of the suspension from John Runyan. And it is hilarious to me that John Runyan is now the guy telling players what they should and shouldn't do. Because I remember him being,
first of all,
a super hairy-necked offensive lineman.
The dirtiest.
Do you remember how hairy the back of his neck was? Let me Google John Runyan's neck and see if anything comes up.
It's the top of my head. That's how hairy it is.
Ugh. I mean, he had the grossest back of a neck you've ever seen in your life. Just so hairy.
I don't know if there's ever been a dirtier player, by the way. I will never forget the number of times that he would, like, just sort of pretend to fall down. He speared LeVar when he was on the ground once and got up and was like, what? I was playing to the whistle. The whistle had blown like 5 seconds before. Somehow wasn't penalized. I hate John Runyan.
Yeah, he was super annoying. But now he's one of the guys that slaps players on the wrist when they do things that are dirty. So here's the letter he sent to Vontaze Burfict. This is not your first offense with respect to illegal hits to defenseless players. To the contrary, this incident is consistent with your pattern of egregious safety-related violations, including your hit on a defenseless player during the 2015 wildcard game and your hit against the Baltimore tight end away from the play on January 3rd, 2016. When players violate the rules intended to protect player safety on a repeated basis, and particularly when the violations carry with them a significant risk of injury to an opposing player, you must be held accountable for this continuing unacceptable conduct. According to NFL.com, Burfict's going to be suspended for the Bengals' season opener against the Ravens, also going to miss the next two games against the Texans and the Packers. On the same day the initial suspension was reported, Burfict defended his hit as legal, said, quote, "We feel like this was a legal hit. I hit him in the shoulder," Burfict told Bengals' official website. "I hit hard, so it may have looked like I hit him in the head, but it was the shoulder. I helped him up, and he said he was good, and I asked him if he was good on the next series, and he said, yeah, that was a legal hit," end quote. The rules say you can eliminate a receiver within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage as long as you don't hit him in the head, and I don't think I hit him in the head. And we talked about this yesterday. The NFL probably should change this rule because what Vontaze Burfict did, you shouldn't be allowed to do. If it is legal, which the Bengals say that it is, to take a guy out within the first 5 yards. But here's, to John Runyan's point, the point I was making yesterday. Number one, the fact that this is an angry, violent, dirty player who has done this several times in his career should matter, number one. Number two, and more important than that, Danny, the fact that he was away from the play, that it was completely unnecessary. He references the Baltimore tight end away from the play. He references the defenseless receiver in the Steelers game. This is a defenseless guy not paying attention or engaging you, nowhere near the player where the throw is going, and you unnecessarily blew him up. Now, what we don't see here is them clarifying or saying definitively this is illegal by way of the book.
Right.
A lot of people called in yesterday and said he shouldn't be able to be suspended unless they rule that it's illegal.
And I understand that, by the way. I really do, because it's a slippery slope.
Did they rule that it's illegal, or did they just rule that it's dirty and unnecessary?
It's the second one, and I'm fine with that, by the way. I would have had him suspended for a game just because I simply can't get down with a five-game, a third-of-the-season suspension for something that's not technically against the rules, even though we all know it's dirty.
Three is better than five in terms of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
However, three is the same as the suspension he served, I believe, at the beginning of last year. And for me, you clearly haven't learned your lesson. This is another incident since then, so it needed to be higher than that. I would have gone four.
Which I understand. But I would say that not all incidents are created equal. This one's bad in the sense that it's, what was the intent here? I mean, if you're trying to stop a play, if you're trying to cover a guy, you know, 1,000 guys will cover 1,000 players this coming week and the following week or whatever. That fullback was covered by Vontaze Burfict. Assignment completed. He saw an opportunity to blow the guy up away from the play. And while technically within the rules, that needs to be changed immediately, by the way, and I hope they do before the regular season starts, I know the intent was dirty. And that's enough for me to suspend you. It's not enough for me to give you like a record-setting suspension for a preseason offense. It's not enough for me to make up a new rule and call it the Vontaze Burfict rule and punish a guy for something that's not quite on the books yet. I just know that you weren't trying to just cover the guy. You weren't just trying to make a nice play. I hit hard, so he accidentally fell down. No. you were trying to blow the guy up, and there was no reason to do it. That's what I care about. That's why I think he deserves a punishment.
Mark Maskey of the Post wrote this week that the NFL disagreed on the legality of the hit.
Just like we did.
I'm looking back, though, on his piece, and I don't see any quotes from sources or league officials saying that it was illegal. And I'm trying to find in the statement where they told the player Burfict that the hit was illegal. Because this, to me, is the big conversation that we need to have is, should this be a suspendable offense if they didn't deem it an illegal hit? They have obviously decided it was a dirty hit and that it was a hit that shouldn't have happened.
Right.
Do they need to change the rule? And what do you guys think about the reduction from 5 games down to 3? Those questions for you at 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on this. Also get you a Redskins spotlight on their offense tonight against the Bucks. Max Scherzer is on the show at 1 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.